Chapter 10, Success Story, about the at-home, at-work workout method. You have most of the information that you need in order to successfully transition to a healthier and more active lifestyle for yourself, all except for one piece of the puzzle. This piece is known as motivation. Let's take a look at a success story that will help you to see that results through the home and work exercise regime is entirely possible. After you've heard about the success of others, you'll be able to go out there and find some success for yourself. Meet Jen. Jen was already a pretty fit woman, but after going through her first pregnancy, she came back to work to realizing that her body had become rather unattractive and frumpy. Of course, to her husband, her body looked perfectly fine. Jen felt frumpy and unhappy because of her own body standards. You see, Jen grew up participating in gymnastics and even acrobats for a short time. She had been fit for most of her life, so the weight gain certainly did not make Jen feel happy or confident about herself. Not wanting to continue on this path, Jen decided that she was going to do something to change the path of her future weight. With diapers and childcare being so expensive, Jen knew that she would likely not have time to go to a gym 3 times a week. Both her and her husband had full-time jobs. With a new baby in the house, she didn't see a way to make this possible. Instead, Jen decided that she was going to learn about how she could start exercising at work. She also supplemented this with yoga and Pilates at home when she wasn't being consumed with mommy duties. She dedicated herself to clean eating and got down to it. Within 3 months, Jen had lost most of the baby weight that she had gained during her pregnancy. While this was certainly impressive, what was even more impressive was the fact that she had inspired others around her in her office to also desire better fitness for themselves. She ended up eventually organizing an office walkathon at her place of work for her and her employees. She even convinced her company to allow a yoga instructor to come to the office once a month on the company dime. While yoga once a month is not that much yoga, it still gave people who typically did not participate with yoga exposure to the practice. Jen did all of this without much money. What she had mostly was a desire to better herself and her physical circumstances. This proved to be enough to better the lives of her fellow employees and her overall office culture as well. Who knows what you'll be able to do if you can't find it within yourself to start exercising in the ways that have been presented in this book. Maybe you'll even be able to extend your workout goals to others around you. If you don't try, you'll have no way of knowing how far you can go. Hopefully, Jen's story has provided you with the motivation that you need to jump into your own at-home or at-work workout head first. All of the other information that you need has been presented in the previous chapters of this book. Taking action based on this information, now, that's on you to achieve for yourself.